sense is that at the ultimate issue, God is first. It's like this sun. The sun shines, the sun glows, and within the sun glows. Bhagavad Gita is fine. Fourth chapter, the person sun, whose name is Vibhushan, he was instructed by Krishna. Imam Vibhushati Yuvam Pratavan Ahamabha. You are a Sanskrit scholar.
That was the gentleman whose works he translated. Another, the gentleman that he worked for was the Sanskrit scholar.
So, oh, you have not seen? They're giving you. From Bhagavad Gita, I understand that this plan, in this planet, we have so many persons. The President Nixon is the president. Similarly, in every planet, there are living entities. And the president of the sun planet is called Vibhushan. So he was instructed by Krishna long, long ago. In the high priority system, the time is different. That was proved when the Russian aeronautics were on the sky. In 1 hour 25 minutes, he went around the earth twice or thrice, something like that. So time is different. So, the point is that like the sun sign is impersonal. The sun is localized. And the president of the sun glow is a person. Similarly, the absolute truth is realized in three phases. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabda. The first realization is impersonal, then localized, and then personal. So ultimately, God is personal. That is Krishna. So we are hearing directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about Godhead, and that is perfect voice. If you speak yourself, about yourself, that is my perfect knowledge of yourself. And if I simply speculate, the professor may be like this, like that. That is not perfect. I am speculating, but if you come to me, if I am here, I am like this, then my knowledge is perfect. Otherwise, I can go on speculating for millions of years, still my knowledge is perfect. So we cannot manufacture God. Neither we can speculate. That is not possible. And you can get some idea, but there is no possibility of getting perfect knowledge of God. God is unlimited. I am limited. So my speculative knowledge is limited. So how I can understand the unlimited by my unlimited knowledge? That is not possible. We can make little progress, and that is impersonal understanding. The perfect understanding is that He is personal, all-powerful, almighty, all-beautiful, all wise, all everything perfect, six opulence. Riches, strength, influence, beauty, knowledge, and renouncement. These are the six opulences. And God is complete. This is conception.
To so many others, the difficulty is getting from the intellectual willingness to accept the notion of God, and even to get beyond a kind of fleeting intuition from time to time that there is something beyond the humanistic world conception, to a real inner understanding of that reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that is what your work is all about.
Yes. God is beyond our intellectual platform. Hare Krishna. So, Professor, giving some seat, he's standing.
Some of your chair, but you have a stand one.
I don't know why I did that. Good morning. Hare Krishna. There are three stages. First stage of understanding is direct perception by senses. Indriyani Pararahu in the Bhagavad Gita is fine. Here, from the material platform, our source of knowledge is direct perception. That is crude, pratyaksha. It is called pratyaksha. That is crude knowledge, direct perception. I am seeing this sun. I am getting some idea of this sun. But that is not the perfect time. Although I am seeing it daily. I am seeing this like a disc. But it is very, very big. So my direct perception cannot give me perfect knowledge. But first, besides that, at our present stage, material condition. We are imperfect because he commits mistake. By direct seeing the sun, I am thinking that it is just like a disc. Then we are illusion. Sometimes we accept something for something. Then, with this imperfect knowledge, we try to become teacher. That is cheating. And at the end, our senses are in. So, with so many imperfectness, how we can get perfect knowledge? What is your answer? Therefore, our speculative knowledge, intellectual platform, is not helpful. We must receive knowledge from superior source, perfect source. That knowledge is perfect. Just like we give generally this example, that to find out who is my father, my research is not helpful. But if my mother says, here is your father, that is perfect. Because he is authority. for perfect knowledge, we have to take it from the perfect object, not by our speculative intellectual gymnasium. No, that is not that. Because our intellectual jurisdiction is very limited. That is Vedic process. Vedic process is not to acquire knowledge by ascending process, inductive process. Vedic knowledge is to receive knowledge by descending process. Knowledge coming from authority. That we'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter. Even parampara praptam even rajarsha vidu. Knowledge has to be received just like a child receives knowledge. He is increasingly, father, what is this? A mother is called, as a child, this is this. So he is acquiring knowledge by discerning process. And if a child wants to get knowledge independently, that is not knowledge. It does the fire. Mother, don't touch my child. But he does not know. He's thinking the fire is helping it out. So, by the Vedic process, this experimental knowledge is not useful. Yeah. The Vedic injunction is tadvijnanartham sadgurumeva avigacchet. In order to receive perfect knowledge, you must approach the Guru. Guru means who has perfect knowledge. So you cannot independently get perfect knowledge, intellectual. That will remain always imperfect. So intellectually, how you can conceive about God, who is unlimited, beyond your sense perception. We cannot know even ordinary material things, how great the sun is, how this universe is. We have imperfect knowledge. So, our process is to receive knowledge from the perfect. Therefore, we are receiving knowledge from Krishna. Supreme perfect. I am not perfect, but because I am receiving knowledge from the Supreme perfect, therefore whatever I say, it is perfect. That is Guru. Guru does not say anything of his own manufacture or research. He says only what he has heard from the Supreme. So it is easier. If the child says, a watch, the child may be imperfect, but he has heard from his father, here is a watch, there is a knowledge is perfect. This is our process. And Veda means knowledge, perfect knowledge. Veda, this word, Sanskrit word, it means perfect knowledge. Otherwise there is no way to have perfect knowledge. There must be some source of perfect knowledge. That is Veda. For example, just like cow dung. Cow dung is the stool of an animal. So in the Vedic principle, if you touch the stool of an animal, even your own stool, you become impure. You have to take bath. But the Veda says the stool of cow is pure. how we have accepted it. Because Vedic dependence. And if you analyze, it is full of deceptive power. All this is true. So by argument, one will say, how is that? Sometimes you say, the stool is impure. And again you say, this stool is pure. But that is fact. Similarly, if we accept Vedic injunction, we save so much time for so-called research work. That is the standard. So every knowledge is there in the Vedas. There are so many Vedas. Even for our ordinary dealings, just like Ayurveda. Ayurveda means medical science. Similarly, Dhanurveda, military science. Similarly, Jyotirveda, Jyotish, the astronomical science. And those who are at a stand with Vedic knowledge, it is so nice and perfect that, take for example, that Ayurveda, medical science, their process is that this body, the physiological condition, is depending on three things. Three dhatu. Kapha, pitta, vayu. Mucus, vayu, and air. And the air is felt by the pulse beating. So they learn how to examine the pulse beating, the heart beating. And they have got this picture, just like the sparrow walks, the crow walks. They have given the example, if the pulse is beating, like the walking of the sparrow, walking of the crow, then his health, his condition is like this. And the symptoms will be like this. So the physician, first of all, studies the pulses and he remembers the symptoms and he corroborates, asking the patient, do you feel like this? Do you feel like this? Do you do this like this? If it is corroborated, then the diagnosis is. He has got this disease. Similarly, in Jyotirveda, they have got similar symptoms. If certain such stars are now nearer to this star, they have got this calculation, then the position is this. So they learn very quickly. Indian Brahmins, they learn Jyotirveda, Ayurveda very quickly. Because the Brahmanas, they meant to go to every house to inform the date, everything. So generally people are inquisitive about the health. So they ask, I am feeling like this. So they give medicine. And they give some astrological hint also. So in this way people give them some contribution. That is their livelihood. So all the systems were very easy on account of this Vedic knowledge. Therefore we take Vedic knowledge as such. And we understand everything by Vedic knowledge about God, about His place, about His activities. And God comes as incarnation. His sense is representative. Then it is covered. And that is perfect knowledge of God. Krishna's last teacher, everything is described in the Vedas. Brahma Samhita, Yajurved, Samved, Yajna. And when Krishna descends, he practically demonstrates all the symptoms of God. And then he has said, what? And it is confirmed by authorities that when Krishna himself says that I am the Supreme, Arjuna accepts the direct listener from God. And later on, the acharyas, the Rigveda acharyas, who control the society, tell Sankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, they accept. Let us strengthen the Mahaprabhu, he accepts. So our Guru Parampara all accepts Krishna. And Krishna describes himself to raise the difficulty. Understand what? The symptoms are there in the Shastras, and those symptoms are visible in Krishna. That's why everyone can understand God is all power. So Krishna showed that he is all powerful. So there is no difficulty to understand. So our method is easy. Instead of intellectual gymnastics, we take it very easy. And that acts. Now, so far our society is concerned, we accept Krishna as God. We preach in Krishna as God. So we are not ignorant. It is acting. Practical. So, I may be Indian, Hindu, I may accept Krishna as God. Maybe superstition, you may say. But why is European, Americans, Africans, they accept. And within very short time, even Christian priests, they are astonished that these boys, our boys, they did not care for God. They were sent to church. They were inquired about God. Now they are mad after God. They have not become mad. They are quite sane, agitated. But why they are accepting Krishna as God? Ask any one of them, they will give a search. And how it has become possible? Because they have accepted the method. So our Guru's business is to teach him the method. Then he'll understand it. So far, vegetable eating is concerned, it is actually very scientific to eat vegetables. I think some German doctor who figured out teeth are meant for eating vegetables. So, as devotee of Krishna, we are not after accepting a vegetarian and rejecting a non-vegetarian. That is not our factory. God is open for vegetarian and non-vegetarian both. But once he becomes devotee of God, automatically he becomes vegetarian. So we don't make any propaganda to make one vegetarian. We make propaganda to make one devotee of God. If one becomes devotee of God, automatically all good qualities will come. That is the test. How one has become devotee of God? It will be tested that he is qualified with all good qualities. He cannot find fault with. That is God. If God comes as person having a bad character, it is incompatible. It is not possible. If God comes as person, must be a very good man. If God comes as man, cannot kill any enemy. Because he knows the relationship that this enemy is as good as I am. He is also part and parcel of God, as I am. But fortunately or unfortunately, he has got a different dress that we find in the Bhagavad Gita. Vāsāṁ śuchinnāni yathāvihāya. So, you are a gentleman, you have got a different dress, I have got a different dress, he has got a different dress. That does that mean you are not human being, because you have got a different dress. Similarly, all living entities, there are 8,400,000 forms. They are all sons of God. That is the style in the world. So, they have got different dresses. But because they have got different dresses, they are not different from me. This is God conscious. Therefore, when one is God conscious, how he can kill another enemy? You know that if I am killed, I feel pain and pleasure. Pain. So why shall I kill him? And he is also son of God. I am also son of God. So God, how he can allow to kill another son? Suppose a father has got 10 sons, one is useless, cannot earn anything. If the earning son says, Father, he is useless, let me kill him. The father will envy. No, father is tied to only one. So similarly, when one is God conscious, if he kills animals, that means he has no sense of God. He has no sense of God. That is the test. So our propaganda is that you make people God conscious when all good qualities become. Instead of trying to qualify men in so many ways, you don't become thief, you don't become murderer, you don't become this, don't become this, don't become intoxicant. Simply by becoming Krishna conscious, he becomes a thief. By one stroke. That is our problem. But if one becomes God conscious, then he is, you know, perfect. Not as a material and spiritual God. And that is happening. Practically. That these boys, these girls, they are European, American, they are accustomed to so many bad habits according to our standard. They are no easy sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, even after smoking or drinking tea. Yes. We don't allow students. Not allow, they become accustomed. Once I say don't do this, they agree. They agree immediately. in Dakshin Kesan, there are many students that habituated to this Maharaja Chinta. Immediately give up. And your government is making so much propaganda to give up this Chinta experience. A little God consciousness helps so much. And what to speak of him when it's perfectly God consciousness, when it's perfect. Therefore, a devotee is not of this material world. He is in the spiritual world. He is above this material world. Sagunam samatitta itan brahma bhuyasal. End of this verse. Sagunan samati pa itana brahma bhuyaya kalpat.
One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman.
To come to the level of Brahma means, Am Brahmasmi means, he is above the control of these modes of material nature. Material nature dictates. Now your tongue is dry, just get one cup of tea or smoke.